Another big thing coming up in the Quinte area, next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, that will be on the 29th of August, so mark your calendar. It's going to be the 20th annual Hastings Prince Edward Learning Foundation's golf tournament.
Supporting students and the Student Emergency Fund. We've got on the phone lines program coordinator Vicki Struthers and also Kelly Brace, operation manager. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you guys doing?
Not too bad for a Monday morning.
I know. Well, we're okay as well. We're kind of getting into the groove of things now. Time is of the essence because next week, a big event going on up at Oak Hills. I guess you have a massive golf tournament, and it's going to be even bigger and better this year.
Absolutely. It's the 20th annual golf tournament for the Learning Foundation. And in just a few days in advance of school starting, the back-to-school time of year. And we couldn't be more excited to welcome everyone to Oak Hills.
Okay, so the funds and everything that is going to be raised and helping out, what is this going to happen or help out the local students?
Well, it's funds for the Student Emergency Fund. So we're fundraising for golf tournaments, going to raise all the funds to support students if they're in a crisis situation. And students can, through their principals, receive emergency assistance through the Student Emergency Fund.
For food, supplies, clothing, financial aid, and more, right?
Absolutely.
When you think about all the challenges that kids can face before they even walk in the doors of the school, we want to make sure that they're in the right health mentally and physically, and the Student Emergency Fund helps ensure that all of those conditions to have them ready to learn are met. So things like winter boots, if you're coming to school with cold, wet feet, you're not going to do very well in the classroom, or if you're hungry at home. So all of those things really come into play in terms of student learning, and we want to make sure that everyone has equal opportunity.
So then how do you know which schools are in need? Do you go out to them, or do they reach you, or how does this come about?
Through the teachers and admin, they reach out to us. So the schools reach out to us, put an application in, and then we give the support to the schools, and the school gives the support to the students' families.
And the greatest thing is that it's immediate support. So when students are in a crisis situation, the Student Emergency Fund can respond same day.
So you have a fair amount of golfers already lined up. How do people find out more to get involved, to be involved with the day of things up at Oak Hills?
They can head over to our website, hpelearningfoundation.ca, and you can register right online.
That's awesome. How many golfers do you have lined up right now?
About 100, and we have lots of room for more. We have a staggered start, so come out if any skill level welcome. And we have 3 hole-in-one prizes that will be great to try to win this year.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's always a part. The one thing that golf tournaments and such like this, helping out local students through the Learning Support Center here, the Learning Foundation Golf Tournament, it's hats off to people like you putting this together to be able to help out locally like that.
Thanks. And I've got to say, we can't pull these things off without our generous sponsors. So hats off to all of our generous sponsors, especially our gold sponsor, Ecourt Realty.
Very nice. All right, ladies.
Thank you.
Once again, where do people go to get registered for the golf tournament?
hblearningfoundation.ca.
All right. Well, once again, Vicki Struthers, Kelly Brace, both from the Learning Foundation, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with the 20th annual Hastings Prince Edward Golf Tournament coming up August 29th.
Thank you.